40. When Honor and Runt streaked off into the distance to their reunion with Sonny, and to a lesser extent Bishop Galbraith, Philip remained, standing alone in the middle of the road, surrounded by people he thought of as his friends and neighbors. Before they'd played their ruse on the girl, she seemed to be the only one ready to accuse him of anything. Now they all seemed to be silently accusing him of terrible misdeeds with their eyes. He'd already claimed at least partial responsibility for the dragon problem, though he'd done so through an elaborate lie. To accuse someone of wrongdoing after they'd already confessed seemed unfair, even cowardly. The fact that Philip knew that he and the wizards were responsible only made the silent accusations sting more. The other wizards joined Philip. Predictably, Britt the Younger reached him first, followed closely by Martin, Gwen, and then the rest. Philip addressed the citizens.
"We're sorry for the trouble. We regret any unpleasantness we may have caused. None of us ever meant any of you any harm."
He turned to his fellow wizards and said,
"Let's all go to my shop."
Philip started walking down the street, his eyes locked firmly on the ground directly in front of him. Gary said,
"Why don't we fly there or teleport?"
Martin said,
"Because this situation calls for slinking."
The wizards slunk down the street, feeling the eyes of the citizens follow them, the 8 floats that made up the first annual Lead Church Parade of Shame. Philip noticed Kluge standing straight and tall, watching the wizards with open satisfaction. When he drew close to Kluge, Philip told Britt to let everyone upstairs and that he'd be right behind them. He stopped next to Kluge as the rest of the wizards walked on.
"Kluge," Philip said, "I don't think we wizards ever properly apologized for what Todd did to you."
"No," Kluge said, "you didn't.
We were never on friendly terms, the wizards and the bastards, but that can't justify what happened to you."
"No, it can't."
"Well, I am sorry. We all are. It should have never happened. I know that doesn't make up for anything."
"No, it doesn't."
"If it makes you feel any better, we punished Todd rather harshly for what he did to you."
"Yeah,"
Kluge said.
"Where is he now?"
Philip said,
"Dead."
Kluge said,
"Well, I suppose that's a start."
By the time Philip reached his rec room, everyone was already seated, including Louisa, who arrived first and waited for them. She had removed her mask, but still wore the remainder of her sexy devil costume. She tried to act as if she didn't notice Gary staring at her. Philip leaned against his bar and said,
"That was a right mess, wasn't it?"
Roy muttered,
"We went through all that just to end up exactly like we started. Only now everyone respects us less."
Gwen said,
"Yeah, but maybe we deserve to be respected less. Or we didn't deserve some of the respect we were getting."
Britt said,
"And it was a learning experience."
"Yeah? What did we learn, exactly?"
Roy asked.
"Not to play God," Jeff said.
Martin said,
"I don't know. Seems to me it depends on what you mean by playing God. I mean, creating the dragons in the first place wasn't a great move, but since then, all of us have done a lot of messing with people's lives, and made a lot of big messes. In the end, we had to lie to an entire town to make it all right. I think at most we can say we learn to be very careful when we play God."
Tyler said,
"That's a stupid lesson."
Gary said,
"We paid off all those merchants in Camelot, and you two drove those dragons out of that cave by triggering a gold rush. Maybe the lesson is that bribes work."
Tyler said,
"That's a stupid lesson too. And we already knew it anyway."
Philip said,
"How about this, Tyler? Martin and I took care of your last dragon by getting that little girl's parents involved. Britt and Gwen got rid of their dragons when they asked those shepherds for advice. I realize now that the little girl who just exorcised us is a shepherd herself, and probably could have been a helpful ally instead of an enemy if we'd only gone to her and her brother for advice to begin with. I think the lesson is that just because we know about magic doesn't mean we know everything, and that we aren't just here to help the locals. They're here to help us as well.
They all thought about that for a moment, before Gary said,
I don't like that at all.
Philip said,
which is how you know it's true.
Britt the younger said,
Louisa, one thing I'd like to know is why you and Britt the elder had those skin-tight devil costumes just sitting around ready.
You didn't have to magic them up or anything. They were just draped over a chair in your office.
Louisa said,
I can't tell you that.
Britt asked, why not?
Because Britt the elder doesn't want me to tell you.
But she's just my future self, supposedly. I want you to tell me. Surely that must cancel her wishes out. It's like I've changed my mind retroactively.
Louisa thought for a moment and said,
you want me to tell you. She doesn't want me to tell you. I'm still not happy that you dragged me into this with no warning, so I don't want to tell you either. That's 2 votes to 1. You and I have you outvoted.